This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Roberta Whalen, please note the following medical letter, period. First name Roberta, R-O-B-E-R-T-A, last name Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. On January 19th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is an 88-year-old female, height 5'2", weight 140 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on or about June 14th, 2024, period. The patient was a passenger in the front with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, this injury occurred at a light on West 16th Street. The vehicle that she was in was struck and hit by another vehicle, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. Both airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked. She had immediate pain in her right ankle and couldn't stand on it, period. She had bruises on her left side, including her left arm and hip. Her left arm, comma, left hip, comma, left shoulder, comma, and left breast, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still having pain and difficulty involving her right ankle, period. She was told that she had a fractured ankle and with three bones, and it required surgical repair, period. New paragraph. In relationship to the right ankle, she was told that she had a fracture in two places that required two surgical repairs and was told that the heel would heal on its own, period. She therefore was treated with surgery, comma, physical therapy, comma, medication, comma, as well as a cast that was non-walking initially and then a boot that was transitioned from non-walking to a walking boot with a walker, period. She states her right ankle pain is intermittent, period. It is approximately 6 hours per day, period. It is a burning, aching type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain radiates up her shin, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that she was seen that day in the emergency room at Community East via ambulance, period. She was admitted a few days, and she had x-rays as well as surgery and medication, period. She was transferred to Community North for therapy for a couple weeks, period. The patient states that after therapy, she went home and had home therapy for about a month, period. She followed up with orthopedics at Community Specialty Care, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, standing over 10 minutes, comma, walking over 5 feet, comma. She does require the new use of a walker since this automobile accident, and that was not required until this automobile accident, period. The patient has problems kneeling, comma, kneeling, comma, climbing stairs, comma. And as a result, she requires a cart in a grocery store to support herself or something else to hold on to for stability, period. New paragraph. Medications include eye drops, cholesterol medication, hypertensive medicine, and over-the-counter medicine, period. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicine such as Tylenol, comma, exercises, comma, some kind of brace or support with a walker or other aid such as a cart, comma, and an ankle brace as needed, period. New paragraph, past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, glaucoma, comma, thyroid condition, comma, and arthritis in the right knee, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals the day after this automobile accident she had required surgery to the right ankle, period. She has had prior surgery to her eye, comma, gallbladder, comma, aneurysm repair of the aortic artery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right ankle in the past, period. Her right knee was injured 20 years ago at the zoo when a child jumped on her and twisted her knee, period. She had no treatment immediately, but had a knee injection 8 years ago, which was approximately 10 years or so after the initial event, period. This injury did not require a walker that was required after the automobile accident of June 14th, 2024, period. Recently, she has had more injections and was told that she had arthritis, period. Her right knee was not injured in the auto accident of June 14th, 2024, period. The patient had minor auto accidents in the past, but none required treatment or permanency, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a retired teacher, and therefore no work was missed as a result of this injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. I reviewed several hundred pages of medical records, period. Initial emergency room report, Community Hospital East, June 14th, 2024. Presents to the ED for evaluation of left elbow pain and right ankle pain, secondary to MVA, period. Car hit the front right side of the car, period. States she was a restrained front seat passenger and admits airbag deployment, period. She complains of some chest pain, secondary to seatbelt restraint as well, period. Thinks she may have blacked out, period. On physical examination, there were bruising of the right hip. Radiology results, CT of the head without contrast. No acute intracranial abnormality, period. X-rays of the right ankle showed acute mildly displaced medial malleolar fracture, comma, mild displaced and angulated lateral malleolar fracture, comma, and possible acute minimally displaced posterior malleolar fracture, period. Two mild lateral talar, T-A-L-A-R, mild lateral talar subluxation with possible widening of the portions of the ankle mortise, period. Three possible age indeterminate fracture along the lateral talus, period. Chest x-ray, no acute cardiopulmonary disease. X-rays of the right foot. Showed acute bimalleolar fractures are partially visualized, period. They further state MVC, period. head CT normal, period. Patient has bruising, period. She has what looks like a trimalleolar fracture on her x-ray and will need a CT, period. She will need admission to the hospital, period. She will go to rehab and go to surgery from there, most likely, period. Clinical impression, trimalleolar fracture of ankle, closed right, period. ED disposition, admit, period. End of report. CT of the right ankle, June 14th, 2024. Acute trimalleolar ankle fracture characterized by comminuted medial malleolus fracture, period. Anterior lateral tibial plafond fracture, period. Posterior malleolus fracture, period. Comminuted distal fibular fracture, period. There's a small bone fragment adjacent to the lateral Taylor process, which is compatible with an age indeterminate fracture fragment, period. End of report. Orthopedic surgery inpatient consult note. June 15th, 2024. Patient is 87-year-old female, admitted for right ankle pain. Status post-fall with bimalleolar fracture, period. Was involved in MVA and a car hit the front passenger side of her car, period. Pain severe and was unable to walk, period. Risk benefits alternative were discussed with the patient today regarding surgery, period. End of report. Community hospital discharge summary, admitted June 14th, 2024. Discharge date, June 19th, 2024. Hospital course, presented to the hospital after a motor vehicle accident, was admitted for trimalleolar fracture of the right ankle, comma. Orthopedics consulted and she had ORIF. Patient was then discharged to rehab in stable condition, period. On physical examination, musculoskeletal tenderness present, period. Right lower extremity in cast, period. Disposition, acute rehab, period. End of report. Family medicine note, community, June 10th, 2025. She underwent ORIF surgery of her right ankle in June 2024 and still has hardware in place, period. She has been using a walker more frequently and occasionally uses a wheelchair for faster mobility, period. Under physical examination, abnormal gait with arthritic gait, ambulating with a walker after June 2024, ORIF of right ankle fracture, period. End of report. Orthopedic specialty care note, July 26, 2024. Procedures, one, open reduction and internal fixation of right distal fibular fracture, period. Two, open reduction and internal fixation of right medial malleolus fracture, period. Short leg splint application, right leg, period. She is here for follow-up. Assessment, one, status post ORIF, two, closed fracture of right ankle with routine healing, period. She may be gradually progressive weight-bearing as tolerated in the boot, period. Advised her to use a walker to help with ambulation, period. End of report. Office visit, community, September 19th, 2024. By nurse practitioner. Chief complaint, leg swelling, period. Patient was previously in a motor vehicle accident. Patient being seen today for report of swelling to the right leg ankle, reported by OT, period. She reports she continues to have PT, OT in the home, period. Ortho has now graduated from wearing the ortho boot and is now wearing a splint wrap, period. On physical examination, there was 1+ edema to the right lower extremity, period. End of report. Procedural note at Community Hospital, June 15th, 2024. Procedures 1, open reduction and internal fixation of right distal fibular fracture. 2, open reduction and internal fixation of right medial malleolus fracture. 3, short leg splint application, right leg period. End of report. Orthopedic specialty care note, June 26, 2024. She may be gradually progressive weight bearing as tolerated in the boot period. Advise her to use a walker to help with ambulation period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the above medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of June 14th, 2024, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, right ankle trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, trimalleolar fracture with comminuted displaced medial malleolus fracture, comma, displaced and angulated lateral malleolar fracture, comma, displaced posterior malleolar fracture, comma, comminuted distal fibular fracture, period, all requiring surgery on June 15th, 2024, of open reduction and internal fixation, period. Number 2, left elbow pain, strain, and trauma improved. Number 3, chest trauma, strain, and pain improved. Number 4, right hip trauma, pain, and strain improved, period. Number 5, right foot trauma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and bone fragment noted adjacent to the lateral talar process of indeterminate age, period. The above 5 diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of June 14th, 2024, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, I am confident in saying that there is a permanent impairment to the right ankle as a result of the automobile accident and resulting surgery of June 14th, 2024, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain, swelling, and diminished range of motion of the right ankle for the remainder of her life, period. The patient did have extensive surgery with hardware insertion as a result of this injury, period. As the patient continues to age, she will have worsening arthritis in the right ankle region, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's extensive medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records and history, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.